各位长老执事、传道弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace with you all, brothers and sisters, and elders and deacons.
啊，踏入四月，春天已经来了，外面的花草都长得很漂亮。
We've gone into April, and it's spring, and the flowers are blooming.
但是四月也是一个很紧张的季节。
But April is also a very anxious season.
为什么呢
？And why is that？
因为要报税。
Because we have to file our taxes. 啊，
当会计的会特别忙。
And for those accountants, you'll be especially busy.
但是其他人也会感到压力。
And the others will feel pressured as well.
因为在四月要把要缴给政府的税要凑出来。
Because in April, in this month, you have to gather together the money that you must pay to the government.
当员工的当然没有选择了，老板给我们薪水之前就把税扣了。
Of course, as an employee, you wouldn't have a choice when you receive your salary; it's been deducted.
做生意的就比较有空间。
But for the businessmen, they have more room.
我去英国的时候啊，有人跟我讲。
When I went to England, somebody said to me.
中国人开的餐馆啊，都有三本账簿。
When an Asian person opened a restaurant, they have three different accounts.
第一本是给税局看的。
The first one is for the accountants of the government.
第二本要卖生意的时候，给要买的人看的。
And the second one is for when they sell out their business.
第三本这是给自己看的。
And the third one is for himself to see.
当然说起要缴税，这个是个公民的一个责任。
And of course, paying taxes is a responsibility of a citizen.
但是主耶稣也曾经教导我们。
But Lord Jesus have once taught us.
作为一个基督徒，在社会上有什么责任
？As a Christian, we have responsibilities in this world.
而从这样引申到属灵上，我们跟神的关系。
And this also relates to our spiritual relationship with God.
请看马太福音二十二章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22.
从十五节读到二十二节。
Let us read from verse 15 to 22.
马太福音二十二章十五节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 15.
当时法利赛人出去商议怎么样就着耶稣的话陷害他。十六节。
16.
就打发他们的门徒。同西律党的人去见耶稣说夫子我们知道你是诚实人并且诚诚实实传神的道什么人你都不逊情面因为你不看人的外貌十七节
17.
请告诉我们你的意见如何纳税给该撒可以不可以十八节
18.
耶稣看出他们的恶意就说假冒为善的人啊为什么试探我拿一个上税的钱给我看他们就拿一个银钱来给他看二十节
20.
耶稣说这像和这号是谁的二十一节
21.
他们说是该撒的耶稣说这样该撒的物当归给该撒神的物当归给神他们听见就稀奇离开他走了今天我们就以第二十节主耶稣所讲的这个问题，这个像跟这个号是谁的，做一个题目。
And today we're going to use this topic in verse 20. Whose portrait is this? And whose description?
第十五节告诉我们有两批人想要来试探主耶稣。
In verse 15, it tells that there are two different kinds of people who wanted to test Jesus.
第一种人就是法利赛人。
The first kind are the Pharisees.
他们就是当时社会的宗教的带领者的首领。
And they were the leaders, the religious leaders of that time.
法利赛就是要分别出来的意思。
Pharisee means to be distinguished.
本来这个意思是好的。
In original, this meaning is a good meaning.
本来他们是要教导百姓要圣洁，要回归神那边。
Originally, they were to teach the society to turn back to God.
但是后来呢，他们的教训就越来越偏离，变成说只守一些外在的形式，而没有信仰的内在。
But however, with time, their truth became more and more deviant, and they looked upon.
但是主耶稣的讲的道理都很有权柄，也很有内涵。
But whatever Jesus said, the truth that he said had very much authority.
所以主耶稣的出现就带给法利赛很大的压力了。
So the appearance of Jesus put a lot of pressure on the Pharisees.
他们怕说门那些人呢都跑到主耶稣那边去，都不跟法利赛人，不跟我们了。
And they were afraid that these people would follow Jesus instead of themselves.
所以他们就很想把主耶稣除灭掉。
So they wanted to destroy Jesus.
另外一种人叫西律党。
And the other kind are the Herodians.
就是保王党，支持政府的分子。
And these are the people that support the government.
当时西律是受罗马政府的一个委托啊，来管制巴勒斯坦地。
And King Herod was a person that they used to control this land.
他们怕这个耶稣出来，那么多人跟 跟随他，可能他会做一些反政府的动作，所以也想找他的画饼。
And these people thought that these people that follow Jesus, there are so many, and they don't want to go against the government.
但是我们来看第十五节啊，他们来怎么样找耶稣的问题呢
？And let us look at verse 15. How did they search trouble from Jesus?
主耶稣所行的每一件事情都是好的。
Everything that Jesus did was good.
每一件事情都是善的。
Everything was kind.
所以他们没有办法在主耶稣所做的事上找一点问题出来。
So they couldn't find any deficiencies from what Jesus did.
但是他们也很聪明。
But they were also very wise.
他知道你做得好，但是你的话语可能会有把柄。
And they thought that if he did well, however his speech may have some deficiencies.
特别去派人去听耶稣讲话，去问耶稣，要从耶稣讲的话找出把柄来告耶稣。
And so they sent people to talk to Jesus and to see if there are mistakes in his speech.
我们来看这个雅各书第三章。
Let us turn to James chapter 3.
圣经的道理非常清楚。
The Bible and truth is very clear.
雅各书第三章
James chapter 3
第一节
Verse 1
新约的雅各书第三章第一节到第二节
James chapter 3 verse 1 to 3
我的弟兄们不要多人做师父因为晓得我们要受更重的判断第二节
Verse 2
原来我们在许多事上都有过失若有人在话语上没有过失他就是完全人也能勒住自己的全身这里告诉我们灵修最高的境界是什么
Here it tells us what's the highest level of spiritual cultivation
灵修最高的境界并不是说行神迹奇事照样复活升天飞来飞去
And the highest level is that we can perform miracles and raise the dead
灵修最高的境界是舌头我们的讲话可以慢慢的减少过失
The highest level of spirituality is when we can control our tongue, we have found no fault in our speech.
没有讲错话就是完全人了。
If we have no fault in our speech, then we're complete.
像主耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus.
他一辈子所做的一切，所讲的一切，每一句话都没有过错，都没有讲错的。
All through his life, whatever he did and whatever he said, there were no faults.
就是完全人。
And so he was complete.
中医啊，要判断一个人的健康很多方法。
And for a doctor to analyze a person's health, there are many methods.
其中一个方法叫他嘴巴张开。
And one of the methods is for the patient to open his mouth.
一张开看看那个舌头啊。
And to see the tongue.
哇很脏啊这个舌头。可能很多一种黏在上面的东西不晓得怎么形容。就知道说哇你着火了你怎么样了都可以讲很多故事。
And there may be some symptoms on his tongue that he can evaluate from.
一张开嘴巴哦那个气啊如果很恐怖的话消化系统有问题啊。
And if you open his mouth and he has bad breath, then there's some problem with his digestive system.
同样的，我们的嘴巴，我们的言语啊，也直接反映我们内心的状况是怎么样。
In the same manner, our speech reflects what is in our hearts.
因为主耶稣说，心里所充满的，口里就讲出来。
Because Lord Jesus said, whatever's in our hearts, we will say it in our speech.
要看透一个人的心，不是那么困难，稍微留心听他讲话，就会知道一些了。
It is not that difficult to look through a person's heart. We just have to pay attention to what he says.
所以我们要求主帮助我们天天下这个灵修的功课。
So we must ask God to help us that cultivate ourselves spiritually.
因为到最后啊，我们来看马太福音第十二章。
Let us turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音第十二章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音第十二章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 12.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
三十六节。马太福音十二章三十六、三十七节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 12 verse 36 and 37。
告诉我们最后审判的标准是什么
？Here it tells us what is the final judgment。
非常简单，但是也非常困难。
It is very simple and very difficult。
这里说，主耶稣说：“我要告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，到审判的日子，必要句句的供出来。”三十七节。
37。
因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。原来审判最后的标准就这么简单而已。
And we can see that this judgment is so simple.
人所说的闲话就是不小心讲的闲话。
And these judgments based upon the careless words that we say.
审判的日子句句要拿出来。
And every one of these words will be brought out on judgment day.
审判的时候怎么审判呢
？How do we judge?
可能魔鬼就来这就控告了，控告了。
Maybe the devil will come and accuse.
你的儿子啊，在那个时候讲过什么话
？That your son has spoken these words at this time.
就跟太太吵架的时候讲过什么？
And he was in argument, he said this.
骂儿子的时候讲过什么
？When he was scolding his son, he said this.
我们有时候对自己最亲的人讲话反而不小心了。
We often or careless in our speech to the most dear to us.
常常都说你很笨啊,
and sometimes we'll say you're foolish.
神经病啊,
that you're crazy.
我们可能讲的时候不是想这个意思。
Maybe in our hearts we don't mean these words.
但是不小心讲的话也要供出来啊。
But these careless words we brought out.
那控告的人可能会把那些录音带啊，属灵的录音带啊，魔鬼每天可能给我们录音呢。
And maybe the accuser will bring out tapes and records.
还有现在这个资讯越发达的年代哦，传消息越来越快。
And now that we have advanced in technology, the information will spread faster.
也是我们教会里面的消息也传的，哇，非常快的。
And this is also the same within our church.
好的，不好的。
This goes the same for good news and bad news.
正确的，不正确的，也会传得很快。
And the correct news and the false news.
但是我们听的时候，
But when we listen to these,
如果有造就的，
For those that can edify us,
好的，
And that are good,
传给人，感谢主。
We can spread these words and thank God.
如果是闲话，没有什么营养的，
If these are just foolish talks that have no value,
好人听了就不要再传出去了。
And if we hear them, we should not spread them.
所以这里说，凭我们的话要定我们到底有义或是有罪啊。
And here it says, by our words we'll be judged.
有义就进天国，有罪就下地狱了。
And by that we'll be acquitted or condemned.
所以啊，那些法利赛，你来找主耶稣的话语的毛病。
So these Pharisees came to look for faults in Jesus' speech.
看回来马太福音第22章。
Let us turn back to Gospel of Matthew chapter 22.
那些人来试探耶稣啊，来首先给主耶稣戴一些高帽子，一些赞美耶稣的话语。
And these people came to test Jesus, but before that, they praised him.
他们就说，主耶稣你是诚实人啊。
And he said, you're a man of integrity.
你是从神来的。
And that you're from God.
讲话不逊情面，你不看人的外貌。
And you do not pay attention to the outside.
他们讲的都对。
Whatever they said were true.
但是他的心不对。
But their hearts were not true.
心不真。
Their hearts were not genuine.
赞美人，我们赞美人的话。
If we praise somebody.
我们要真心的赞美。
We must praise from our hearts.
不要赞美完之后，这背后就说，其实那个没什么了。
And we must not praise this person and think, oh, that's nothing.
不然就不要赞美。
Then we shouldn't praise this person.
要赞美就真心的去赞美。
If we were to praise, we must praise from our heart.
要提醒一个人，要责备一个人，也是真心的提醒，真心的责备。
If we were to warn a person or scold a person, this must come from the heart as well.
但主耶稣不会被他们讲几句好听的话，就放开心怀，就不小心了。
But Lord Jesus did not become careless when he heard these words.
第18节，主耶稣看出他们的恶意。
In verse 18, Jesus knew their devil intent.
主耶稣知道他们想什么。
And Jesus knew what they were thinking.
还有，为什么主耶稣会那么清楚呢？
How come Jesus was so clear about this?
除了主耶稣是神之外，他知道人的内心之外。
Other than the fact that Lord Jesus knew a person's heart.
我们来看约翰福音第二章。
Let us look at Gospel of John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
Gospel of John chapter 2.
哇。 约翰福音第二章啊，
Gospel of John chapter 2
24节，
Verse 24
24节，
Verse 24
2章24节，
Chapter 2 verse 24
这里说耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因他知道万人， 25节
25
你不用谁见证人怎么样，因为他知道人心里所传的。主耶稣对人的赞美啊，都看得很轻啊。
Lord Jesus looked very lightly upon people's praises.
什么叫不将自己交托给他们呢？
So what does it mean when Jesus will not entrust himself to them?
无论你欣赏我，
Whether or not you praise me,
我不会心里跳出来。
I will not put myself up.
你拿石头打我，
If you put me down and throw rocks at me,
我也不会闭嘴不讲道理。
I will not speak the truth.
这个就是主耶稣没有把自己交给他们。
And that is what I mean by he will not entrust him to them.
主耶稣对从人来的荣耀没有什么兴趣。
Lord Jesus was not interested in the glory from men.
所以这样一讲，讲那么多，主耶稣说你们根本就是恶意的，所以没有什么用。
So after they said all this, Lord Jesus knew that they had evil intent.
所以我们今天也是一样。
And this is the same for us today.
我们不要把我们自己交托给人。
We must not entrust ourselves to others.
我们把自己交托给神。
We must entrust ourselves to God.
求主帮助，没有人可以让我们跌倒，没有人可以让我们失望。
We ask God to help us so that nobody will disappoint us.
那我们看回来马太福音22章。
Let us turn back to Gospel of Matthew chapter 22.
这里出了一个难题。
Here they posed a problem.
到底纳税给该撒可不可以？
Whether or not to give tax to Caesar.
该撒就是当时罗马帝国的国王。
That time he was the empire of Rome.
当然在罗马帝国里面，罗马帝国很多开销，一定要纳税才有办法运作。
And of course they need to offer tax to the country.
如果主耶稣说可以，
If Lord Jesus said yes,
那么法利赛人就会抓住这句话了。
Then the Pharisee will take hold of these words.
你看这个人， 支持政府外邦的政府来压制我们。
And they will say that Lord Jesus support the people and support the government.
主耶稣就有麻烦了。主耶稣就有麻烦了。
Then Lord Jesus will be in trouble.
如果主耶稣说不可以。
If Lord Jesus said no.
希律党呢就会告政府说，你看这个人叫人家不要纳税，也要把他关起来。
The Herodians will accuse him to the government, say he teaches people not to pay tax.
所以试探的本质啊，试探的方法就是要把一个人呢、啊、放到两难之间，两方面都不晓得怎么做。
And so the way they tested him in speech is to put him in a dilemma.
但是主耶稣很聪明，他有智慧。
But however, Jesus was wise.
他有从神来的智慧。
He has knowledge and wisdom from God.
从他的回答，我们知道什么叫智慧。
From his reply, we'll know what is wisdom.
他讲了，该撒的要归给该撒。
He said, "Whatever is Caesar's, we'll give to Caesar."
神的物要归给神。
And to God, what is God?
等一下，我们来解释这句。
We'll explain this phrase later.
但主耶稣说。要我们看到了，就是说我们什么东西啊都不要走极端，要一个非常平衡点，非常中庸的点。
This is Jesus telling us that whatever we do, we must not go into extremities.
什么是信仰呢？信仰就是不走极端。
We must have a balance, and that is where religion is.
可以融合在我们的生活当中。
And we can integrate religion into our life.
如果跑了任何一个极端的话，都是跑错路了。
If we walk into any of the extremities, we are on the wrong path.
我们来看旧约的何西亚书。
Let us turn to Hosea.
何西亚书第七章。
Hosea chapter 7.
第八节啊。
Verse 8.
何西亚书第七章第八节。
Hosea chapter 7 verse 8.
旧约中文圣经1061页。第七章第八节。
Chapter 7 verse 8.
以法莲与列邦人挣扎，以法莲是没有翻过的饼。
Verse 8, Ephraim mixes with the nations. Ephraim is a flat cake, not turned over.
当然这个是神这个先知责备当时的以色列国、啊、一句话。
This is what God scolded the Israelites.
有他的历史背景。
And it has its own history.
但是为什么他们会错误呢？
But why are they wrong?
其中的原因他们好像一个饼啊没有翻过来。
And it is like they're a flat cake that never turned over.
要烤一个饼没有翻过来就一边烤焦一边就不生了就不熟了。
If we're to bake a cake and not flip it over, then one side will be burnt and the other will not be cooked.
到最后它没用了，也不能吃，丢掉算了。
And then in the end, this will be useless. We cannot eat it.
所以信仰我们不能走极端。
So this goes for religion. We must not go into the extreme.
融合在我们生活里面。
We should integrate it into our life.
基督徒也不是说不缴税跑到山洞里面躲起来。
Christians are not hermits and live in mountains.
也不是说每一天只有聚会不参加什么任何的社会生活。
And we don't only go to service every day and don't have any social life.
如果有人说哇，我很热心，每天祷告，但是都不写功课。如果是学生的话，这个就不是真正的信仰。
If you're a student, all you do is pray every day, you don't do your homework, then this is not a real faith.
如果每天来聚会，但是家里都是一团糟，没有打理家务的，这个也不是真正的信仰。
And if you come to service every day and do not manage your house, then this is not real faith.
所以主耶稣讲了这句话，我们看回来。
So let us turn back to what Lord Jesus said.
主耶稣问一个问题啊，这个像跟这个号是谁的
？Lord Jesus asked, "Whose portrait is this and whose description?"
当时的罗马帝国就跟我们今天一样，有硬币，有钱币啊。
At that time, the Roman Empire had coins.
上面都写着，有印着罗马帝王的样子，还有他的国号、他的名号。
And they had the inscription and portrait of the Roman Empire.
所以今这主耶稣就问了，这个号跟这个名字是谁的呢
？So Lord Jesus asked, "Whose portrait and inscription is this?"
啊，今天也是一样。
This is the same for today.
我们也知道当时的那个钱呢、啊、是罗马政府打造出来的。
We know that the money, the currency then was from the Roman government.
这个钱当然是属于罗马政府的，所以当然就要缴税了。
And of course, this money belongs to the Roman government, and so we need to pay tax.
主耶稣这样一讲，归该撒的要归该撒，他们就没话讲了。
If Lord Jesus said, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's," and they have nothing else to say.
今天也是一样，我们打开我们的加币哦，一打开后面就看到英女王了，昨天八十岁生日。
And if we look at our Canadian currency, we will see that we have a picture of the Queen.
我们拿到那个钱的时候，不会说以为这个钱是我的。
We will not think this money is mine.
没有啊，英文是 legal tender， 这个钱没有说这个价值我们可以运用，但这个钱币不是你的，那个纸币不是你，如果先拿去烧掉的话，政府可以告你说毁坏政府的财产。
If you were to burn this legal tender, the government can sue you for destruction of property because it's not yours.
这个是政府印的钱，当然它那个部分就要归给政府了。
This is money printed from the government, so you must return to the government.
如果有人说我很爱心，我很热心，我很信神，但是基本的公民的公这个责任都没有尽的话，这个信仰我想也是要改进的。
If a person claims that he's very religious and very faithful, however, he does not come to the duties of a citizen, then he will not have faith.
啊，由于是这个加拿大政府那么关心我们，对我们那么好，那交税其实也是公民的义务。
And the Canadian government treats us very well, and paying tax is part of what we should do.
啊，但是我们现在要强调一点哦。
There's one point that I must emphasize.
这个像这个号是谁的？不单只是指着当时那个钱。
Jesus asking whose portrait inscription is this does not only refer to the coin.
有什么东西有一个像一个号在里面呢？
And what other things has a portrait and inscription?
我们来讲几点哦。
Let us look at a few points.
第一就是我们自己。
And the first is ourselves.
我们请看哥林多后书第八章第五节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 5.
哥林多后书第八章五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 5.
这里是保罗啊，鼓励马这个赞美啊，赞扬这个马其顿教会的这个捐钱。
Here Paul.
这个奉献。
Here Paul encourages the generous offering from the Macedonian church.
但是保罗说，他们奉献钱之前呢，其实有一个很重要的动作。
And he said before they offered, they should have a very important action.
看第五节。
Let us look at verse 5.
并且他们所做的不但照我们所想所望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，要归附了我们。这里保罗说啊，他们先把自己献给主啊。
Here Paul said they gave themselves first to the Lord.
保罗不是最重要看重他们的奉献钱的奉献，而是看重他们的信仰。他们把自己的信仰、灵魂已经献给主了。
Paul did not emphasize on their financial offerings, but he emphasized that they offered themselves to God first.
我们知道要铸造一个钱币啊，一定要做一个模，那个模印出来的每一个都是一样的。
If we know that to make a coin, we must have a mold.
但是我们今天虽然我们外表长得不一样。
However, today we have different appearances.
但是属灵上我们都一样。
But spiritually, we're all the same.
属灵上我们都长得一样。
Spiritually, we'll look the same.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为神造人的时候是用他的形象来造的。
Because when God created human, He created it in His own image.
我们其实我们仔细观察啊，你不用一定问说谁家的人是谁啊，你观察一下，有时候看到某一个孩子啊，这个时候这个爸爸大概是谁？
Sometimes you can just observe, and when you see a child, you can sort of tell who is his father.
啊，那爸爸看到孩子长得很像自己，也会很高兴。
And for a father to see that his child looks like him, he'll be very happy.
啊，像我那个老幺啊，老三啊，现在是八个月大而已。
And like my youngest child, she's 8 months old.
是啊。
He's 8 months old.
但是呢，长得越来越像我。
But he looks more and more like me.
有人说就是像你，连背影也像你。
And even his shadow looks like me.
我听了就好高兴。
And I was very happy to hear this.
我虽然长得不是很帅，但是像我总是好的。
Even though I'm not very good looking, but if he looks like me, I'm very happy.
看到他都想起我自己。
If I see him, I'll think of myself.
别人看到他也会想起我。
If other people see him, then they'll think of me.
我们也有神的形象啊，这个人，这个是神造的，按照他的像来造出来的。
We have the image of God, and God created us in His image.
我们要像神啊。
Therefore, we must be like Him.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章二十四节，我们常读到的一句话。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24. This is one that we often read.
以弗所书第四章二十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24.
啊，二十四节。
Verse 24.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。神的形象就是这两样。
This is the image of God.
很仁义，做事情很公平公正。
He's very righteous and just.
下次我们如果想走歪了，会不公平的时候，想起到，哎，我这样做有没有像神呢？
And if we have any intention to act in an unfair way, we must think whether or not we're like God.
神的形象也很圣洁。
God's image is also very holy.
下次我们要犯罪之前呢，问一问，我这样做像神吗？
Next time we're about to sin, we should ask ourselves, are we like God?
我是神的儿子，我这样做像主耶稣吗？
We're the children of God, and if we do this, are we like Jesus?
下次我们很生气的时候
，Next time we get angry，
发脾气的时候
，and have a temper，
要骂人的时候
，and are about to scold someone，
需要照镜子
，we must look in the mirror。
这个样子像主耶稣吗
？Are we like God in the state？
这个样子好看吗
？And is the state good looking？
如果不像的话
，if we're not like God，
求主帮助
，we must ask God to help。
要我们要学主的形象
，so that we will learn to be like His image。
温柔谦卑。
To be gentle and humble.
那么除了那个像之外，还有一个号啊，这个什么号呢？
Other than the portrait, there was also an inscription.
What
is this inscription?
请看出埃及第三十章，三十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 39.
出埃及第三十九章。
Exodus chapter 39.
三十节。
Verse 30.
这里说当时的祭司啊，要做一个冕啊，挂在头上。
And at that time, the priests have to have a plate on their head.
出埃及第三十九章三十到三十一节。
Exodus chapter 39, verse 30-31.
他用金金做圣冠上的牌，在上面按刻图书之法，刻着归耶和华为圣。当时的祭司啊，每一个人都要带一条这个冠冕啊，用金金做的，然后刻几个字在上面。
At that time, the priests have to have a sacred diadem and out of gold.
归神为圣。
And the inscription is holy to the Lord.
但今天并不是说我们一定要戴个帽子，说主耶稣是主，去跑出去了，不是这个意思。
And doesn't mean that today we must wear a hat that says Lord Jesus is God.
但是我们要常常想到。
But we must often think.
今天谁是祭司呢？
Who is the priest today?
有人说传道你就是祭司。
Some people say the preacher or the priest.
我说也是了，但是不是全对。
And I will say yes, correct, but not totally correct.
因为新约时代每一个信徒都是祭司。
Because in the New Testament age, everyone, every believer is a priest.
每一个信徒都挂在上面，应该写着“归耶和华主耶稣为圣”。
And every member, every believer should have an inscription holy to the Lord.
这个人是属于神的。
This person, this body belongs to God.
如果这样想起的话
，If we think of it this way,
我们就会常常提醒自己的信仰了。
Then we will often think about our faith.
第二点呢，什么是属于神的呢
？And the second point, what is it to belong to God?
安息日是属于神的。
The Holy Sabbath belongs to God.
要把神的时间还给神啊。
And you must give back this time to God.
我们看以西结书二十章。
Let us turn to Ezra chapter.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel chapter 20.
以西结书二十章。
Ezekiel chapter 20.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
以西结书二十章第十二节。
Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 12.
二十章第十二节。
Verse 12.
又将我的安息日赐给他们，好在我与他们中间为证据，使他们知道我耶和华是叫他们成圣的。这里神怎么形容安息日呢
？Here, how did God describe the Sabbath?
这里说是我的安息日，神的安息日。
Here it says my Sabbath, the Lord's Sabbath.
安息日属于神的，不是属于我们的。
The Sabbath belongs to the Lord, not ours.
神给我们一个礼拜七天，就是有一天，就是这一天是属于神的。
God gave us 7 days in a week, but the one day belongs to Him.
所以严格上来说，这天是神的时间。
So strictly speaking, this time is God's time.
礼拜五晚上太阳下山到礼拜六下山，这一天是神的时间了。
From Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, these times belong to God.
所以我们要守安息生日。
So therefore, we must observe the Holy Sabbath.
我去到开拓区啊，看到他们守安息的那个精神，实在是让值得我自己学习。
When I go to the pioneering areas, their observation of Sabbath is worthy for us to learn.
早早的，他们就从田里面回来，他们说：“哇，现在进入安息日了，我们要把所有的工作放在一边。”
And they'll return from the fields very early and say, "This is the start of Sabbath."
七八点了就跑到教会了。
And around 8 and 9, they'll come.
祷告、唱诗的聚会啊，一整天下来。
To the church, and they'll sing and pray.
非常喜乐。
They're very joyful.
但今天我们在加拿大不是农业社会。
But today in Canada, we're not.Farm country.
不能像以前啊，台湾啊，或是中国啊，这样子，每一天都有聚会，每天都是亲近神。
We cannot have service every day and come close to God every day.
所以这样看来啊，一个礼拜那一天安息日，怎么样守，还有我们的心态的话，就更重要了。
So in this way, it is more important to see what attitude we have on the Sabbath day.
所以这一天我们把所有的东西啊放开一边啊。
So on this day, we must put aside all things.
我们看以赛亚书五十八章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
五十八章。
58.
第十三节啊。
Verse 13.
五十八章是十三节。
Chapter 58, verse 13.
十三节，你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我的生日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称耶和华的生日为可尊重的，而且尊敬这日。不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话，你就以耶和华为乐。
14.
耶和华要使你承驾地的高处，又以你祖雅各的产业养育你。这是耶和华亲口说的。这句话是神亲口说的。
This is what the Lord said himself.
这句话我们常常读很简单，但是也是得福气的一个很重要的传言。
We often read this and it's very simple. However, this is important for blessing.
安息日调转脚步。
We must keep our feet from breaking the Sabbath.
平常脚步很忙。
In the normal days, we're very busy.
安息日我们的脚步调一调，来教会。
But however, we must come to church on Sabbath.
这样我们是尊重到神，尊重安息日的。
And this is to show respect and observe the Sabbath.
不做自己的事事。
That we must not do as we will.
因为自己的事事在忙哦，一忙的话，虽然是来聚会一个小时，但是其他的时间还在忙的话，心中就是不安静，没有办法。
Because doing as we please mean that we're busy and that our heart is not in Sabbath.
不随自己的私意，还有不说自己的私话。
That we, and we not speak idle words.
来到教会，我们所谈论的都是神家的事情，信仰的互相的鼓励、见证、关心。
Whatever you speak at church must edify and care for our brothers and sisters.
这样啊，神就会祝福我们了。
And in this way, the Lord will bless us.
啊，如果我们做一个思考啊，如果我们在所做的事上常常觉得很不顺利
，If whatever we do, we feel that we meet many troubles.
很努力，但是得不到祝福。
Even though we work hard, we do not have any blessings.
付出的跟收入不成正比。
And whatever we give out and receive are not the same.
我提议一下，我们可以思考到底我是怎么样守安息日的。
And we can ponder upon a point. How do we observe the Sabbath?
因为啊，常常碰到一些信徒，他们到最后，他们都自己都讲。
I often meet some believers, and they will say in the end.
啊，大概是我没有好好守安息的。最近我做的事情啊，都很不顺利，很不开心。
He said, maybe it's because I don't observe the Sabbath. I don't meet anything smooth these days.
啊，所以这一天是属于神的。
So this day belongs to God.
我们要把属于神的交完给神了，归给神。
And we must give whatever belongs to God back to God.
我们要尽量守安息日，不是安息时，不是一个小时，是整天的。
We must observe the day of the Sabbath, the whole day, and not just the hour.
还有这个心态上的，你整个人安静下来，你会觉得说，真的是 recharge, refresh, 真的是不一样。
And in our hearts, if we calm ourselves down, we will feel recharged and refreshed.
就跟我们赶到一个小时，居然会要回去继续再忙，那种感觉是完全不一样的。
And you have a different feeling if you come and rush the service, and after an hour you rush back home.
要静下来才有办法安息啊。
You must calm down and feel the rest.
第三样东西啊，什么是东西属于神的呢
？And the third point, what belongs to God?
十分之一是属于神的。
Tithe belongs to God.
我们看马拉基书第三章。
Let us turn to Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
啊，在马太福音的前面。啊，第八节。
Verse 8.
马拉基书第三章第八节。
Malachi chapter 3, verse 8.
人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们仅夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。第九节。
Verse 9.
因为你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。这里是神啊，这是先知。来告诉百姓为什么你们得不到福气。
Here the prophet of God tells these people why they don't receive blessings.
我们知道啊，拿人家的东西有很多的方法。
We know that robbing a person there are many different ways.
啊，也是不在意的时候，哎，拿一拿。
Maybe when they're not looking, we just take it.
啊，比较高明的就用骗的。
And for some people, they will deceit.、
啊、被拿了都不知道。
And they won't even know if they lost something.
但是在法律上啊，判刑比较重啊，就是去抢。
But legally, what is more severe is when they rob.
光天白日，明刀明枪的，来给我，这个就是叫抢。
If in broad daylight you carry a gun and ask somebody for something, this is called robbing.
抢东西也会关比较久。
And if you commit the sin, then you will have stronger penalty.
当时的先知啊，用神的话语给他们讲说：“你们都在抢我啊，抢神。”
This prophet of God told his people that they were robbing God.
他们就不可思议了，我们怎么抢神？看都看不到神，怎么抢神呢？
And they were amazed. They said, "We cannot see God. How can we rob him?"
神说啊，十分之一是属于我的。
God had said, "Tithing belongs to him."
如果没有当那的十分之一没有交上去的话，就等于抢我了。
And if we do not offer up this one tenth, then we're robbing God.
当然，这个听起来比较严格啊，但是也是一个事实。
Of course, this sounds very severe, but this is the truth.
今天我们交给加拿大政府的税啊都很重，要30%多到40%。如果是打工的话
，If we're working in this Canadian society, we offer 30% to 40% tax.
因为是政府的部分是属于政府的。
Because this portion of the government belongs to the government.
政府又给我那么多好的福利，我们也会甘心的去缴税。
And since we have these benefits from the government, we will pay these taxes willingly.
但是今天神给我们的多过加拿大政府给我们的。
But of course today, God gives us more than what the government gives us.
第一，神给我们生命。
First, God gave us life.
没有生命不是赚钱的。
If we do not have life, we can earn money.
下床走路都不可以。
We can't even get off bed and walk.
第二，神给我们健康。
Secondly, God gave us health.
有生命没有健康的话，只是花钱而已。
If we have life but no health, we're only spending money.
只是买医药，每天去医院。
We'll be purchasing medication and going to the hospital.
有健康也不够。
And having only health is not enough.
健康也要有能力。
If we have health, we must have ability.
健康的人很多啊，为什么？很多人也是很多乞丐坐在地上。
And there are many healthy people in the world. How come they're also beggars?
没有谋生的技能。
And it's because they don't have the skills to survive.
神给我们谋生的技能也不够。
And having these skills to survive is not enough.
神还给我们机会。
God gave us opportunity.
不会怀才不遇，我们需要做的事情，神给我们机会，就赚到我们的生活了。
If we do these things at God's opportunity, then we can grasp life.
有机会赚到钱还不够啊。
That we're having opportunity to earn money. 要
给我们健康，有机会可以花这个钱啊，不然的话赚到也是别人花呀。
That God must give us health so we can have time to opportunity to spend this money.
我们来看《生命记》。
Let's look at Deuteronomy.
生命记。
Deuteronomy.
第八章
Verse chapter 8
第十八节第十七节
Verse 17
生命记八章十七节
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 17
恐怕你们心里说这货财的力量是我能力得来的第十八节
18
你要纪念神主你的神因为得货财的力量是他给你的我要坚定他向你列祖所起的誓所立的约像今日一样所以我们每一次赚到钱
every time,
我们要想起是神给我的
so every time we earn some wealth we must think this is from God
其实我们说十分之一属于神了神也没有说马上放奉献箱里面的钱马上不见了升天了也没有这样
we know that one tenth should go to the Lord but the Lord does not take it away immediately
等一下财务打开奉献箱的钱里面还是在里面呢
and when the financial affairs open the offering box the money is still there
下个礼拜买了菜我们就吃了我们的肚子里面了
And the next week, when we purchase meals, we will eat it.
印的书啊，圣灵月刊啊，都是用在我们身上。
And the books and magazines are also used by us.
对，为什么神要我们的钱
？So why is that God wants us money?
神要我们的钱一点都花不到。
God does not spend any of the money that we offer.
为什么要我们奉献十分之一
？But why do we tithe?
因为我们的心就在我们的钱里面。
Because our heart is where our money is.
我们的钱是用生命换来，用时间换过来的。
Our money come from our time.
舍得奉献给主，就是代表。你对主有心啊
If you're willing to offer these money to God, that means we're willing to serve God.
就好像有些孩子赚到一点钱
Just for some children when they earn money.
自己都不够用
And it's not enough for themselves.
但是看到父母啊妈妈妈妈几百块拿去饮茶了
But then they'll say, Mom, have this money so you can have
more to eat. 妈妈说不用啦不用你自己都不够拿住了
And mom will say, you don't have enough yourself.
要啦要啦我的心意而已
And the child will say, just part of my heart.
结果爸爸妈妈嘴巴说不用不用其实心里是很高兴
And obviously, parents will be very happy, even though they refuse it.
偷偷的以后呢，还是用其他方法再把更多东西给儿女啊。
And in other ways, they will secretly give more to their children.
啊，但是有一些父母啊，就 complain 了。
But some parents will complain.
啊，我又听到说，哦，我的孩子啊，现在读完博士了，赚那么多钱，但是还是买东西给自己而已，一毛钱都没有拿给我。
And they'll say that my child has done his PhD, and they only buy things for himself.
啊，所以两种父母，两种体会啊。
And these are the experiences of two different parents.
啊，所以刚刚我们听到财务的报告。
We just heard the report from the financial.
三月呢，我们有这个小小的赤字啊，113块。
And we have a deficit of $113 in March.
啊，可能三月大家都要凑钱来缴税，比较紧了。
Maybe it's because during the month of March, people are getting money for taxes.
但是没关系，我们求主是帮助，给我们力量，加添我们这个信心。
But that's okay. We ask God to strengthen our faith.
对，一步一步的来实行神的话语。
So by step, we can do His word.
啊，从神的话语里面，我们可以得到神的祝福。
From God's word, we can get His blessing.
我去肯雅有一个信徒在种玉米。
There is a believer in Kenya who plants corn.
啊，那一年呢，下雨下的不多。
And on that year, there were not much rain.
整个地区啊，收成都很差。
And the crops were not very good.
啊，像我们今年呢，如果大家有留意新闻，今年肯雅大概也是大旱灾，因为这个 global warming 全球温室效应，那边的雨水下的很少。
And because of global warming, if we look at the news this year, Kenya has very little rain.
但是那个信徒后来跟我讲。
But this believer later told me,
感谢神，种出来的还可以。
He said, thank God, whatever crops I got,
they're
okay.
那些田啊，梅兰那些田啊，他们都烧得很差，但是我还可以有的吃。
And the other fields had no, nothing coming in, but I had food on the table.
他所种的玉米，譬如说种了20公斤，就真的是拿2公斤拿来教会。
And when he plant the corn, if he has 20 kilograms, he takes 2 to the church.
所以这种见证太多了。
And there are many of these testimonies.
神就祝福他。
And God blessed him.
但是数目有时候赚越大，奉献十分之一就越困难。
But sometimes the more we gain, it is more difficult to offer the one tenth.
但是我们要爱主，求主加添我们的信心。
We must ask God to strengthen our faith.
这个像这个号是谁的呢
？So whose portrait and whose description is this？
这个像是主耶稣的像，在我们里面。
The portrait of Lord Jesus is within us.
这个号是提醒我们是属于主的。
And this description reminds us that we belong to Lord Jesus.
唱诗233首。
Let us sing hymn 233.